products tested, and you can actually hear people having received the results yelling things like, "Yay, my pills are strong," or presumably, "There's rat poison in my cocaine." What are you crushing up then?
So I've just been handed a bit of a pill, a bit of a blue pill.
Okay.
And now I'm going to run it on this machine. It has an infrared laser so that you can then identify illegal drugs and legal drugs and lots of other typical things that you'd find in pills.
Baking sodas.
Like baking soda and like chalk and like, you know, just things like paracetamol and all sorts of things. That.
What's the worst thing that stuff gets caught with?
Actually, we just had another pill come in just now, which we might send a warning out about, that contained some drug called pentalone, and that caused someone to have a psychotic episode last night. So
here, really?
Here, yeah.
So this is just a regular ecstasy pill?
This is, yeah. So it was a blue Tesla. Tesla pills were around last year, and what that often means is that they're then not very good the subsequent year, because you get lots of copycats that try and use the fact that it was a really good pill the year before. And in fact, that's what we just found. So it looks like it contains MDMA, but there's not much MDMA in this pill at all.
So not dangerous, but it's not a good pill.
It's not dangerous. So yeah, it basically just means it's all filler.
Thank you. No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there to hurt.